Hello and welcome to Planet Money. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Jacob Goldstein. Today on the show, we're trying something new.
A work of fiction.
Can you turn on the light in here? Hey, hello? Can somebody turn on the light, please?
I know what you people are doing.
What do you think we're doing?
This is a project we've been working on for some time now with Jonathan Mitchell. Jonathan produces this great podcast called The Truth. They make these sort of audio movies.
And we reached out to him because we had this one question. What would the world be like if all the jobs went away?
There are some very smart people out there arguing that machines and computers are stealing our jobs and that when these jobs go away, they will not be replaced, that in the future, there are just going to be fewer and fewer jobs.
Now, you could imagine in this world, you know, because computers and machines, robots are so good at making stuff, stuff gets really cheap. So everybody has plenty of good food. Everybody has a nice place to live. Everybody has all the stuff they want. There just aren't that many jobs.
It's leisure world.
Right. And is that is that a dream or is that a nightmare?
This sounds like a kind of science fiction-y question, but John Maynard Keynes, the economist, wrote about it way back in 1930. And for him, the idea of an age of leisure was kind of worrying. He pointed out that for thousands and thousands of years, humans have had to work to survive. It is the entire history of our species. We've evolved to work. Maybe we need to work.
Today on the show, what happens when there's no more work?
No one knows.
So we made it up.
Support for Planet Money and this message comes from Dropbox, maker of Dropbox for Business. The average person regularly collaborates on five or more different file types. Dropbox for Business lets you work with team members on any file, from Word docs to PDFs to Photoshop images and large videos. Share files of any size, access them on phones and tablets, and gather feedback from your team. Dropbox for Business also features admin controls to keep collaboration secure. Learn more at Dropbox.com/NPR.
All right, here it is. If you got headphones, put them on, maybe go for a walk, sit down in a chair, close your eyes. This is a work of audio fiction. It is called The Last Job.
A long time ago, back in the 21st century, what did our ancestors do with their time? They worked. Some of them worked so much they came up with a name for it. Workaholic. And just as we've set ourselves free from prejudice, free from war, free from every known form of cancer, we've also set ourselves free from work. Technological progress has made society so efficient that you never need to work a day in your life. We solved all of our economic problems a long time ago, and here we are. Your only problem now is to figure out what to do with your time. You're living in the age of leisure. You walk down the street and what do you see? You see social clubs and coffee houses, galleries, theaters, music venues, happenings. The world is full of art and relaxation and joy.
The hottest nightclub in town is the old New York Stock Exchange. There's so many parties going on that we need designated quiet zones.
Which is easy with our noise cancellation technology. Here, listen to this. Pretty neat, huh? Yeah.
Why aren't you out there?
I'm just finishing up some work.
Dad, it's my birthday.
I'll be right there.
My friends want to meet you.
Guilt trip received. Whatever your heart's desire, it's available and accessible to anyone, anytime. And it's all thanks to the automation system I help maintain. I work for quality control.
Keeping our jobless rate above 90% is a full-time job.
My specialty is robotics, mostly alignment and replacement. I help keep our society in perfect working order, so everyone stays happy, safe, and comfortable.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, quality control.
The robots need to do their jobs. And that's our job. We're quality control.
Time to wake up. Time to wake up.
Thanks, Coco.
Good morning, David.
I do this job so that Everyone else can spend their day doing exactly what their heart desires. And when I get up in the morning, I look outside and I see people relaxed, throwing a frisbee, enjoying their lives. What I see is a well-oiled machine. And I'm just proud to know that I helped make that possible. That's odd.
Hey, where did this come from?
Dad, I'm trying to sleep.
Are you gonna sleep your life away? Come on, where'd you get this music box?
It was my birth. It was a birthday present.
Are you gonna go back to sleep or are you gonna talk to me?
I'm gonna go back to sleep, okay?
No, wrong answer. Who gave this to you?
Dexter.
Dexter? Dexter who? Do I know him?
Dexter Batson. Why do you care?
Because it's broken. Here, listen. Listen to this.
Dad.
Wait.
Dad,
do you hear that?
No.
It's defective.
You're overreacting.
I'm gonna have to file a report. I need to take this.
Dad, no! Come on!
It's my job. Have you ever looked inside of a music box? It's a beautiful piece of machinery. Simple. Every little piece has a specific purpose. There's a crank that spins a roller, and on the roller there's these little dimples that each pluck a different note. It's problems like these that cause chain reactions, push entire factories into meltdown. I've seen it before. What if all the music boxes are like this?
None of my music boxes are like this.
But you make all the music boxes.
Yeah, but my robots didn't make this.
You're not making any sense.
Now, I'm the Minister of Novelties. I'm the only person who works here, so if anyone would know...
All right, well, if your robots didn't make this, then where did it come from?
Why don't you tell me? You're the one that marched in here with it.
Listen, this is not a joke. We have regulations for a reason. If there's an alignment problem in this factory, I'll shut the whole thing down.
Maybe you made this music box. Can you prove that?
No, somebody gave it to my daughter.
So you're just trying to pass the buck, making my problem instead of your problem.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
I'll call law enforcement.
Whoa.
If anyone needs to worry here, it's you, pal.
No. It came from a guy named Dexter Batson.
Well, maybe you should be talking to Dexter then.
Coco, I'm looking for anything we've got on a music box purchased by Dexter Batson.
No records found.
What do we know about Dexter Batson? Oh my, look at this. Arrests, disobedience, protests. Oh, this guy's not dating my daughter, that's for sure. Do we have his current location?
Dexter Batson is currently at the Wasteland Poetry Club, located at 4 Irving Place.
Isn't technology wonderful?
Many mirrored butterflies taking their time, taking my time, ticking away the time. This is the thing. We can't get back.
Excuse me. Do you know Dexter Batson?
What?
You for Dexter Batson?
Chill, man.
Oh, sorry.
Ambulance jukebox. Shame-faced Aretha in a soup.
But do you know where Dexter is?
He's probably in back.
Hello? Is there anybody down? Hello?
Excuse me, is there a Dexter Batson? What is this? What are you all working on? Is this... Everyone, stop the work that you're doing right now. I'm with quality control. This is an illegal facility. Step away from that table. Where's Dexter Batson?
Excuse me, I can help you find Dexter Batson.
Are you Dexter?
No, I'm not, but I know where he is.
Who's in charge here?
Please follow me, and I'm sure Dexter...
Nobody touch those machines while I'm gone.
You're David Kirsch, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
This is just a huge honor.
Are you taking me to your supervisor?
Right through this door, please, Mr.
Through here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you turn on the light in here? Hey, hello? Can somebody turn on the light, please? Hey, unlock this door. What is going on? Somebody... Somebody please turn on the light.
Why are you looking for Dexter Batson?
Would you please turn on the light?
Why are you looking for Dexter?
Are you Dexter Batson?
You don't need to know who I am.
I know what you people are doing.
What do you think we're doing?
You're operating an illegal facility that manufactures unregulated man-made goods.
You need to let us continue.
Who are you people?
We're the John Henry Society.
Well, John Henry, what you're doing is illegal, and it's putting the entire system at risk. And I'm shutting you down.
Do you own a cat, David?
What?
And a long time ago, we used to keep cats around because they would hunt for mice. Eventually, human beings invented mouse traps, but cats still needed to hunt. Cats have to hunt mice. It's what they do. It's in their nature. So, we invented toys to keep the cats occupied. Mylar ribbon to tackle, laser pointers to chase around.
Okay, is there a point to this story?
Look around, David. Our entire world today is just a world of laser pointers and Mylar ribbon and no meaning whatsoever.
We live in a society where disease has been eradicated. There's no more war. There's no more prejudice. People are free.
What are they doing with all the freedom that they have?
Whatever they want. It's freedom.
You can't free people from their nature.
And you think their nature is to work?
Cats need to chase mice.
This is crazy.
What do you think would happen if we went away?
The world would be a safer place. The system would run more efficiently.
You have no idea how widespread this is, David. We have people in every strata of society. We have products on every level of daily life.
I don't believe this at all. I spend all day looking through the entire system, trying to find imperfections.
Why do you think you're so busy? Where are all these imperfections coming from? Coding? Software? The fact is, you need us.
It's my responsibility to report all of this. It's entirely illegal and irresponsible.
Forget about us. Just drop this entire line of pursuit.
You're asking me to not do my job.
If you won't let us do our work, then you won't have a job to do.
Law enforcement has busted what they are calling a major underground manufacturing ring. This comes after an investigation initiated by Quality Control's David Kirsch.
It's far-reaching. We found branches of it in almost every major city.
Several high-ranking members have been arrested, and surveillance has been upgraded.
It's going to keep our children safer. It's going to keep our society running smoother. The John Henry Society can no longer terrorize us with their substandard goods.
And now, back to the weather. Sunny skies are expected for the rest of the month as our weather stabilization algorithms continue to keep our global climate in perfect balance.
Congratulations! Our product malfunction rate has fallen by 98%.
98%? Are you sure? That's incredible.
Your capture of the resistance operatives was quite effective.
Great. Well, what do we have next?
I can book a trip, schedule a massage.
No, I want to keep going. We're on a roll.
You have no outstanding work assignments.
Excuse me? Okay, can you please let me see the activity log for all the current malfunctions?
The malfunction log is empty, but I can book a trip, schedule a massage, reserve a ping-pong table.
Coco, what's going on?
May I suggest a day at the beach? The forecast is sunny, with a high of 85. It's going to be a lovely day.
Still working?
Hold on, almost done.
The tireless tinkerer continues to tinker.
Give me a second. I'm almost done. See? Look. Complete.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Give it a go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's perfect.
That was The Last Job. It was written and produced by Jonathan Mitchell of the podcast The Truth. I'm a huge fan of The Truth. The Truth is part of the Radiotopia Network from PRX.
The show today starred Peter McNerney as David Kirsch and Lewis Kornfeld as the leader of the John Henry Society.
Also, Rebecca Robles, India Kotis, Dave Hill, Alex Marino, Phoebe Tyers, Rupert Degas, and TJ Mannix.
And special thanks to Anne Hepperman, Carrie Keston, Diana McCory, Alejandro Collini, and Lewis Kornfeld.
We consulted a few real experts in putting this show together: economic historian Joel Mokeer at Northwestern, Russ Roberts, economist at the Hoover Institution, MIT economist David Autor, and Andrew McAfee, also at MIT.
Even if you are not an MIT professor, we want to hear from you. You can email us at planetmoney@npr.org.
Nadia Wilson produced this podcast. Thank you, Nadia.
One last thing, if you're looking for something else to listen to, check out Alt Latino. It's a music show. You can hear everything from psychedelic tropical music from the jungles of Peru to Mexican folk rhythms to electronica. You can find Alt Latino on the NPR One app, which is great.
I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Jacob Goldstein. Thanks for listening. Yeah.